This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Banitrol. If you suffer from diarrhea caused by IBS or any other type of digestive issue that's preventing you from leaving your house due to the fear of flare-ups, check out Banitrol from Medtrition. Banitrol stops diarrhea without causing constipation and is safe to take every day. Unlike over-the-counter and prescription medications, would cause constipation and disrupt digestive health. Banitrol takes a nutritional approach. The all-natural formula contains only two ingredients, a proprietary blend of dehydrated banana flakes paired with a clinically proven GOS prebiotic fiber. After prescribing Banitrol to some of my patients with IBS associated with GI urgency and diarrhea, several have pronounced it a godsend. You can try Banitrol risk-free for 30 days by going to trybanitrol.com. If for any reason it doesn't work, you'll receive a 100% refund of the purchase price. That's trybanatrol.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're going to tackle a subject that we haven't talked about in, oh, goodness knows, really long time. It's about a category of nutrients that many of you, well, you may have heard about them, but probably very few of you really have a deep understanding of them. I certainly confess to needing some holes filled in my knowledge gap about plant sterols and sterolins. Okay, if you're already a little baffled, I don't blame you, because these are nutrients that are utilized in nutritional medicine, but they have a very, very undervalued potential. As we're going to find out with today's guest. Today, we're talking to Jim LaValt. We usually talk to Jim about chiolic aged garlic extract. Jim's an expert on that subject. We've had many conversations about that. He always brings us up to date on the latest research. Today, we're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk about another product of the parent company, Wakanaga of America. They make a product called ModuCare. And ModuCare is something that has been around for a long time. In fact, I checked my archives. In fact, I Googled plant sterols, and my name came up about number three in the Google search with an article that I wrote in 2013 about this. Since then, a lot of water under the bridge. I've done a lot of forgetting. Jim is an expert communicator. I'm sure he's going to clear up a lot of questions about this and explain the potential of this nutrient. He has so many accolades that I'm not going to use up a lot of time to describe them. He's a registered pharmacist and a certified clinical nutritionist. I learned recently that he was appointed the clinical director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Performance Health Program. Congratulations, Jim. You work a lot with sports teams and to optimize athletic performance. He's authored 20 books. I'm not going to enumerate them. Best known are Your Blood Never Lies. We interviewed him when that came out. Also, Cracking the Metabolic Code. And so without further ado, welcome back, Jim. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here. I always love getting interviewed by you, man. You make me work.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on this subject, but it's quite fascinating. Plant sterols. Now, help us understand what category of nutrients these are.
Well, they're actually extracted from they're obviously extracted from plants, but they're plant fats, and actually they're called sterols and sterolins. So when you look at ModuCare, it is a combination, a specific combination of plant fats and then plant fat sugars. So there's a sugar moiety attached to the fat that gives it additional benefit for the immune system, because in the end, this is food for the immune system.
Wow. Okay. The way I initially was introduced to this is with the idea that plant sterols could sort of help to modulate cholesterol. They were thought to, I don't know, do they compete for absorption with cholesterol in the gastrointestinal tract? And they're actually the basis of some, I won't even use the term margarines, because margarine has a bad connotation as a harmful substance full of trans fats. But there are natural spreads that incorporate plant sterols. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But those are called sterol esters.
Okay.
So sterol esters are a related family that are specific to binding the cholesterol in the gastrointestinal tract and carrying the cholesterol out of your body. The sterols and sterolins in Modicare don't have that type of activity. They have a whole other family of activity that relates to the immune system. And, you know, I've used this, Modicare in practice for, well, I don't know, 20 years now. I mean, it's an amazing product, actually.
Yeah, it's sort of a forgotten element in my arsenal. As of today's talk, I think it's going to reinvigorate my interest in using it, and I hope that some of our listeners consider it as part of their regimen. Of course, the buzzword these days is immunity. We're continuously on the hunt for nutrients that may have an impact on immunity. But, you know, we sometimes casually toss around the term boosting your immune system. But what turns out, one of the lessons of COVID-19 is that we don't always want to simply boost the immune system, because an out-of-control immune system is responsible for some of the worst consequences of COVID-19, such as cytokine storm. So Modicare suggests that it modulates the immune system, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So when you think about it, if you're hyperallergic, it helps you to calm down the allergies. And if for some reason you're in a storm where your T killer cells are really, you know, pushing hard, it helps to dampen that response. So you can think of it almost as a seesaw. And Modicare sits in the middle of the two sides of your immune system, the innate and the adaptive immune system, and keeps them so that they're working together in homeostasis, so they're in balance with each other, instead of, you know, acting like a runaway freight train. So that's the whole purpose of Modicare.
So the name, you know, sterols and sterolins, sounds a little like the word steroids. Is that just coincidental, or is there a steroid-like effect to tamp down inflammation associated with these sterols and sterolins?
Yeah, but one of the original ways that Modicare was actually used was to actually support prostate health in men. So there's no doubt that there are what's called steroidal saponins that are in it that don't act like anabolic steroids. They help to modulate even hormonal signaling. So for men with benign prostatic hypertrophy, or prostatic hyperplasia, they actually saw that this was a product that was launched originally in Germany called Harzol, that it helps it to maintain prostate health.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are some polysaccharides, which are really good for feeding the immune system, and steroidal saponins, which help to modulate even the hormone pathways, because they even gave this to endurance runners and found that it managed their cortisol pattern better, which is, of course, cortisol is another hormone, not a sex hormone, but it is a hormone. And so there is a lot to it.
That's really quite interesting, because, right now I'm in my summer training mode and I'm exercising a lot. And, they say that one of the ways you know if you're in an overtraining situation is when you wake up early in the morning with a start, you check your heart rate, and your heart rate's a little above your usual baseline. That's a sign that you're in an overtraining state. And now there are watches, you know, like the Aura watch and several others that look at heart rate variability and can tell you as an athlete that maybe you're pushing the limits a little bit. Would ModuCare, you know, I'm considering adding it to my personal regimen for that reason.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? Because if ModuCare helps, you know, regulate or at least dampen excessive cortisol response, when your body's releasing excess cortisol because you've overtrained, by default, you make more adrenaline and more noradrenaline, and that's going to make your heart rate go up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're dampening your sympathetic response. And the other side of that is that a lot of people that overtrain end up getting upper respiratory infections.
Yes.
And so, you
know, it's an immune suppression associated with overtraining. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. They're one of the best things you can do. And they've even shown this when they gave ModuCare to endurance athletes when they ran a marathon, they were subject to upper respiratory infections. They gave them ModuCare and their cortisol was in balance and they did not succumb. And none of them succumbed to an upper respiratory infection, which they were chronically, you know, prone towards. So it's incredibly important. You can overtrain and put your immune system in the exact same position as if you were a pre-diabetic or a diabetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a, you know, there's kind of a U-shaped curve for the benefits of exercise. I mean, if you don't exercise, you know, poor immunity, but, you know, that Goldilocks zone of optimal exercise versus overtraining where you become susceptible to infections and your body breaks down. So sort of a catabolic effect of excess exercise, but it also affects your immune system. Okay, I'm sold. I think I'm going to start taking some ModuCare. You had me at, you know, overtraining, right? Because that could be.
That's
by
right.
The way, and you counsel a lot of athletes. Do you just talk to organizations, or do you actually do one-on-one counseling for performance athletes?
I do both. So I have athletes in six professional sports plus the Olympics. So I have, you know, the NHL, NBA, MLB, Major League Soccer, NFL, car racing. So I've got, you know, in addition to some Olympians. So yeah, I'm pretty active with both organizations and then in addition to organizations, also doing things with the, you know, individuals as well. And so, and many of them are overtrained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come in and because a lot of times they're asking me for help when they're having trouble, right? They're not, you know, when things are going great and you're performing great, why call Jim?
Yeah.
It typically is that thing of, hey, I'm getting colds and flus more frequently. Why am I having trouble sleeping? I'm not recovering like I used to. Gee, I'm getting nauseous. My sex drive is down. I'm more irritable. All those things are signs, in addition to getting sick, right? Which I mentioned right away,
mm-hmm.
Are all signs that you've overtrained.
And you do recommend ModuCare as part of a maintenance for those athletes.
I absolutely do. I mean, I use ModuCare quite a bit because, you know, in people that have Hashimoto's autoimmune thyroiditis, you know, where their immune system's attacking their thyroid, I find in addition to doing a food allergy elimination and helping to repair the gut, using ModuCare is one of the things that really drops the numbers on those, you know, thyroid peroxidase and fibroglobulin antibodies. So I really like ModuCare for a lot of reasons. And you know what? When my son was an infant, I used to give him just like a half a capsule. I'd open up the powder and I'd give him a half a capsule of it because it's food. It comes from plants,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's just plant food for your immune system that fuels appropriate response to your immune system. And, I've got to admit, he only had, I think up to age 19, he never needed a single antibiotic. Now, I don't know if that was because I knew what else to give him, of course.
Very unusual.
it is very unusual, right? But I'm telling you, when I kept him on that, and it seemed like he could just, if when I needed to give him something for, you know, a virus or a cold, his immune system responded beautifully to it.
That's great.
Very fortunate.
So, what's the secret sauce in Modicare? I mean, you say it's plant derived. How is it made?
Well, it's made from pine. It's made from pine, hypoallergenic.
Mm-hmm.
But the real secret is this: Dr. Buick in South Africa did a tremendous amount of research on what the optimal relationship between the sterols and the sterolins were. So there was a specific amount of plant fats to plant fat sugars, sterols to sterolins, that gave the maximum immune modulation benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what he did. He kept doing tests on individuals till he figured out what the right ratio was. And then in addition to that, they started using it actually in Africa in the HIV population as a low-cost way to help, Africans be able to, get better immune resiliency at a low cost. And lo and behold, when they did that, they saw that their viral titers went down using Modicare. Mm-hmm. Now, since then, they've
this sounds like it was in the 90s, in the 80s and 90s when he did his initial research.
That's exactly right. Yeah. But I think this is a forgotten supplement.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got great data behind it. There's human studies on, helping with allergies, helping in autoimmunity, helping with viral load. And yet, we're always looking for something that may be, sexier, hotter, got a new story. But this, I think, is a foundational nutrient because it comes from plants. It provides a dense amount of these specific plant fats and plant fat sugars that directly feed your immune system.
Mm-hmm. So, a big category these days is autoimmunity. And, we see so many patients who, as you mentioned, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, that's one of the more common autoimmune conditions. But they range from ulcerative colitis, anything with an itis after it. MS, multiple sclerosis, any number of conditions where the body is in effect attacking itself. There's a dysregulated immune response. Which is in some ways like allergies, but it's a really like a runaway express train kind of response.
Right.
Have there been any studies subsequently on Modicare? I know that there was a lot of research activity in the 90s when Dr. Buick did his initial research. Anything new to add to our to the evidence that there's some impact of this?
I mean, there's nothing that's been published super recently, but I think that the body of work on it, it's interesting from like the aspect of fibromyalgia, trigger points and pain points, joint mobility. There's a pretty good body of work on it, and there are studies out looking at plant fats and plant sterolins. But the big thing is you got to remember it's all plant sterols are not created equal because you need the specific ratio of sterols to sterolins that has then been studied to see if it appropriately feeds your immune system and creates that immune modulation response. And remember, a good example, if you're diabetic, I think you should be taking this because by default, your immune system is out of balance.
Yep.
And you want to get your immune system back in balance. So it doesn't, it's an inflammatory condition in process, but it doesn't necessarily mean, if you don't have rheumatoid arthritis or if you don't have MS or if you don't have autoimmune thyroid, that you don't need to think about taking this. I think if you're concerned about your immune system and you want to provide it, you know, and you're not eating plant foods, like, you know, right, Dr. Hoffman, how many people, you know, aren't eating enough plant foods?
Well, certainly not pine. Not a lot of people aren't eating pine, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they're not. And so the point being is, if you're not getting, and there are sterols and sterolins in plants, the issue is when they average it out, you have to eat about 20 pounds of plant food to get enough sterols and sterolins versus being able to do, taking a few Modicare capsules each day, right? Mm-hmm. And so the point being is, if you're not eating enough plant food, and I would say virtually that 99.9% of people are not, you should be thinking about taking Modicare in order to feed your immune system what it needs in order for it to be ready. So what you're really trying to do with Modicare is you're trying to create a state of readiness so that your immune system is able to function in either direction, right? Either going towards, I need more T killer cells, I got to kill a bug, or I need a more adaptive immune response to be more resilient. And that's where the real trick is. And the problem that we have is that today, between stress and environmental burden and poor nutrient status, maybe it's overtraining or maybe it's undertraining, inadequate sleep, eating even too late, sleep apnea. I mean, I can name 20 different things that'll trigger, chronic inflammation in you.
I would even add, the phenomenon of
world.
I would even add the phenomenon of inflammaging, which is a beautiful term that encapsulates what happens, as people get progressively older and the immune system dysregulation produces this chronic low level of inflammation that we all are prey to. As you know, it's an inevitable feature of aging. I mean, some of us are more susceptible than others due to genetics or due to lifestyle, but it is, it's universal. All right. It's a good point at which to pause, if you don't mind, Jim, because we divide our podcast into two parts, and I'm going to rush and go online and order myself some Modicare because, I'm already sold, but, we still have a part two to further elucidate the properties of Modicare. I'll just mention that you can visit kyolic.com or you can call this number, 800-421-2998, for information. And it's available at the vast majority of local natural health retailers nationwide. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with Jim LaValle, and this is Intelligent Medicine Podcast. We'll be right back.